This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Teaching in community schools to start from tomorrow as government and teachers reach agreement. International Workers' Day today. President, Vice President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. And the US signs a deal with Ukraine on the joint exploitation of its energy and mineral resources after months of tense negotiations. Now the news in detail. After 28 days of protest, the government and agitating community school teachers yesterday reached a 9-point agreement ending the Kathmandu-centered strike. The Teachers' Federation urged teachers to resume classes from Friday. Education Minister Raghuji Panta announced that the teachers and school employees would receive discounted treatment at Civil Hospital Kathmandu. Temporary teachers, including those in relief quotas and special education, will get sick leave reserves paid as a lump sum upon retirement. Early child development facilitators and school employees will receive remuneration as per the government schemes, and permanent teachers' grades will align with the civil service system. Both permanent and temporary teachers will get remote allowances, and community school staff will join the Social Security Fund. Injured teachers, security personnel, employees and journalists from the protest will receive free treatment. The agreement, endorsed by the Council of Ministers, ensures the new education bill will pass by mid-June. The International Workers' Day, or May Day, is being celebrated today. Workers all over the world take this day as an opportunity to keep everyone aware of the protection and promotion of labor rights and mutual unity and solidarity. This day will remind of the movements and achievements made so far for the establishment of their rights to decent work and reasonable wages. The Constitution of Nepal has guaranteed the right to employment of the citizens and the right to fair remuneration and contribution-based social security for every worker. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Powdil has extended heartfelt greetings of peace, prosperity and solidarity to all Nepali workers at home and abroad on the occasion of May Day. In his message, President Powdil expressed his commitment to the protection and promotion of labor rights in Nepal, highlighting the significance of May 1st as a historic day dedicated to the professional dignity and the rights of workers across the world. President Powdil underscored the constitutional provisions of Nepal that guarantee the right to employment, fair payment, decent working conditions and social security for all the workers. Meanwhile, Vice President Ram Sai Prasad Yadav has also extended heartfelt greetings to all Nepali sisters and brothers at home and abroad on the occasion of May Day, highlighting the invaluable contribution of the workers to the development, construction and progress of society and the nation. Vice President Yadav stressed the need for continued efforts from all sectors to protect workers' rights, improve living standards and ensure remuneration. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has extended best wishes to all the workers at home and abroad on the occasion of International Workers' Day today. In a message of best wishes through social media, Prime Minister Oli said that the society had survived and the country had moved forward because of the sweat and dedication of the workers, sharing that he had to face criticism while launching the contribution-based social security scheme for the social security of workers a few years ago. Prime Minister Oli noted that more than 2 million workers had benefited from the scheme. Similarly, other high-level political figures and government officials have also extended best wishes on the occasion of International Workers' Day today. Nepal and Azerbaijan yesterday held their first political consultation in Kathmandu. Nepal's Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai and Azerbaijan's Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Elnur Mamadov led the discussions for the respective sides. The meeting focused on Nepal-Azerbaijan relations, with both sides agreeing to enhance cooperation in trade, investment, tourism, culture, education, climate change and clean energy, according to to a press release issued by the Foreign Ministry in Nepal. They decided to establish a bilateral consultation mechanism between their foreign ministries for ongoing dialogue. After the talk, Secretary Rai hosted a dinner for Mamadov and his delegation. During his visit, Deputy Minister Mamadov will meet high-level officials, join a roundtable discussion with the Investment Board Nepal, and give a lecture on Azerbaijan's foreign policy. Mamadov and his delegation will leave Kathmandu on Saturday. The Foreign Department Chief of Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, Vijay Chauthaiwale, met Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak at Singhadarbar yesterday. On the occasion, Home Minister Lekhak condemned the recent terrorist attack in Jammu Kashmir of India and made it clear that Nepal government was against terrorist attacks. He said that he held talks with the visiting leader to strengthen Nepal-India relations, which have been cordial since long. BJP leader Chauthaiwale also expressed belief that relations between the two countries would be further strengthened. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The US has signed a deal with Ukraine on joint exploitation of its energy and mineral resources after months of tense negotiations. The two countries have agreed to establish a reconstruction investment fund to spur Ukraine's economic recovery from its war with Russia. The BBC cited US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent as saying it's showed both sides were committed to lasting peace and prosperity in Ukraine. For Kyiv, the deal is seen as an essential to accessing U.S. military aid. Ukraine is believed to have vast reserves of critical minerals like graphite, titanium, and lithium. They are highly sought after because of their use in renewable energy, military applications, and industrial infrastructure. The agreement comes amid a U.S. trade war with China, where 90% of the world's current rare earth stocks are sourced. South Korean prosecutors have indicted former President Yoon Suk-yeol for abuse of authority without arrest. According to Al Jazeera, this latest indictment on Thursday adds further legal jeopardy for Yoon, who is already facing an ongoing trial on insurrection charges brought against him over his brief imposition of martial law last December. Prosecutors first indicted him in January when he was still president as the ringleader of an insurrection, a charge not covered by presidential immunity. The new charge also comes a day after investigators who raided Yoon's private residence in Seoul as part of a probe into bribery allegations involving his wife, Kim Kyun-hee, and a shaman accused of receiving lavish gifts on behalf of the former first lady. If convicted of insurrection charge, Yoon could be sentenced to life in prison or death, although South Korea has had an unofficial moratorium on executions since 1997. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. There are also chances of light rainfall across the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Teaching in community schools to start from tomorrow as government and teachers reach agreement. International Workers' Day today. President, Vice President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. And the US signs a deal with Ukraine on the joint exploitation of its energy and mineral resources after months of tense negotiations. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.